Hey, Renaissance Woodworker fans, welcome back to another Audioboo update. So it is really cold here in the Mid-Atlantic states, and I know all of you guys in the East Coast and many of you in the Midwest will probably say, you know, shut up, you're not even close to as cold as we are. But, you know, coming from Colorado, I get affected by cold a lot more. I think there's this mistake or this myth that it gets really, really cold and snowy in Colorado, and when you live on the Front Range in the Denver, Colorado Springs area, you really don't see that much snow, and it's really not nearly as cold as it is out east when you factor in that damp factor. So, you know, I'm used to warm air and warm, sunny skies living in Colorado. That sounds weird to a lot of folks. So coming out here to the East Coast several years ago, I was really shocked with just how blooming cold it gets. So on to my point, I've been stoking the fireplace quite a bit lately. And maybe it was through reading The Joiner and the Cabinet Maker and, you know, understanding that a large part of the apprentice's job is to keep the fire going, to keep the glue pot warm, and cleaning up shavings and how shavings were even sold off to use as fire starters. I started keeping my hand plane shavings, specifically when I'm using my four or my scrub planes and I create those nice beefy curls. Those are great. I've been sticking them in a trash bag and I've been starting my fires with them recently. And I got to tell you, you know, traditionally you put some kindling on, maybe you stuff some newspaper under the grate, get that burning, and it gets things going. I have never started a fire faster in all my life than I have with hand plane shavings. Not only that, it burns very, very cleanly and leaves very, very little ash in the grate to clean up later. So just a thought, keep those hand plane shavings and use them to start a fire. Then, in addition to that, we always see these articles in woodworking magazines about, you know, stress tests, joint stress tests, and, you know, will the glue fail or will the wood fail? And I had a couple of blocks of ash that were glued up and laminated together that I had sawn off the end of my Rubo workbench as I was putting it to size. And, you know, these are massive hunks of four inch thick by, you know, 24 inches long that have been sawed up into smaller pieces, big, big blocks here. And I put them on the fire once it was already going and really hot. And it was amazing to see that that glue joint held even while the wood was burning apart. At no point did the joint separate along the glue line in all that heat. So I guess that's a testament to modern day glues and just how hard it is to screw up a long grain to long grain glue joint. So that's it for now, folks. There'll be more updates coming soon. Just something that was on my mind. Talk to you later.